Hi, James Tao with a look at the day's market action. And the optimistic mood has continued for the local share market. We had, of course, yesterday's best performance in more than 2 years for the ASX 200 on the back of the RBA's smaller than expected rate hike. Overnight, global markets also rallied as well, in part due to the fact that other central banks may look to take the lead of the RBA in terms of smaller hikes than what the market has priced in. But what we saw from the ASX 200 today was a gain of about 116 points, more than 1.7% higher, and the ASX 200 closing at 6,816 points. Financials were really the main driving force on the market today, similar to yesterday's performance as well. We had the big four banks all lifting. It was the likes of CBA, ANZ and the NAB up more than 2% today. Westpac lifting even more, by lifting by about 3.3%. We saw other sectors that performed quite well yesterday following suit today, the likes of technology and also consumer discretionary were some of the biggest improvers today. Underperforming, though, not necessarily too surprising, were some of the more defensive sectors. So the worst performer today in terms of sector performance was the consumer staples, the likes of Woolies, the supermarket giant, falling 0.75%, holding back the overall sector performance there. In a bit of company news, we had Fortescue Metals today up about 2.5%. It released an update in relation to its Fortescue Future Industries. It's looking to grow its green energy presence in Germany. So it's looking to invest about 130 million euro. That's close to 200 million Aussie dollars in a particular project in Germany. And that's a joint venture with another European company. Elsewhere, Link Administration up about 6.7%. It has been going through a pretty drawn out takeover saga with a Canadian software firm called Dye and Durham. It had previously terminated talks, but it announced earlier today that Dye and Durham have come back with a renewed bid, $1.27 billion, not for the entire company, but for several business units. So it won't be taking over the entire company if this goes ahead. What we saw today from the Aussie dollar was a much stronger performance. While it didn't manage to lift against the greenback or the US dollar, it is more or less steady, buying around 64.9 US cents.